Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm here speaking with Robert Bodingheimer about his new course, Fiddler. Robert works for Schwann's Shared Services, LLC, providing business solutions with web technologies, and leads Robert Bodingheimer Consulting, LLC. Robert has been designing and developing websites for the past 15 years, including the early days of ASP and ASP.NET. He's a columnist for ASPAlliance.com, an ASP.NET MVP, an author, an MCPD for ASP.NET 3.5, and a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo. Thanks for talking with me today, Robert.
Thank you.
So this new course of yours that covers Fiddler, the tool, the web debugging tool, or network debugging tool, is one of a personal favorite of mine, so I was really happy to see this come into the library and excited that we're able to share all of its really amazing capabilities with our users. I thought it might be good to start with just a quick overview of the course and kind of get your perspective on what your goals were for the course, what you were trying to cover. And let me just read the outline here for the listeners. So you start off with an introduction to Fiddler, you talk about common tasks, you look at Fiddler capabilities, and then get into some advanced topics. So you want to give us kind of a walkthrough of what your goals were for the course and how you approached it?
Sure. So the idea for the course was I've been using it probably for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and I end up using it every day to troubleshoot problems and do other things. So I wanted to start the course out with just the very basics. If people are brand new to Fiddler, how do you get it? How do you run a basic capture? What are some of the tabs, and how does the view work in case you're brand new? And then I kind of progressed with each module. So the next module is just some of the common things that I use Fiddler for and I think people would find useful, such as doing a site review, looking at performance evaluations for sites, troubleshooting problems. Then I step forward into some of the more medium or intermediate sort of capabilities of the tool. And then I end the last module with more advanced topics, such as how can you extend Fiddler using Fiddler script or C# using Fiddler extensions if you want to change how it behaves.
Right. And this tool has a really interesting history. I don't know if you get into this in the course at all, but it's really a labor of love by just a single developer at Microsoft. It wasn't really part of Visual Studio or any other application, you know, framework at Microsoft. It was one guy, that really sharp guy, that wanted to build something to help him diagnose web problems, basically. And his name escapes me right now. Do you happen to
know who that is? Yeah, it's Eric Lawrence.
Eric Lawrence, right.
Yep.
Right.
And he worked on the, I think it was the online clip art tool at Microsoft.
Right.
And there were issues with, he was trying to help troubleshoot problems, and when he went to find tools that would help him and the support staff, they really hit a dead end. They were using some of the packet sniffers and things, it was interesting because he really didn't know C#, he said. He didn't really know HTTP that well, and he bought some books and decided, I'm going to write something that's better than what's out there.
Right. And here we are today. Yeah, it's become quite an indispensable tool for most people working in the web space. So I thought another interesting thing to touch on would be, you mentioned that you use this tool day to day. Can you give us some examples of where this tracing tool has helped you and what sorts of things you tend to diagnose?
Yeah, so for troubleshooting problems, I do mentoring for people within my company as well. So I was helping somebody with a problem, and it was the typical, hey, this doesn't, you know, this works fine on my machine. I went and deployed it over to stage. Now it doesn't work. I don't understand why things aren't working. So the first thing I like to do in that situation, I just installed Fiddler, started a capture, and one of the video files that he was certain he had deployed correctly actually wasn't deployed correctly. And the nice thing about Fiddler is it becomes immediately obvious. It's a red 404. This didn't work. That problem solved. Was walking away from his desk. The guy next to him said, I have this problem in SharePoint. Something's not working. Did the same thing. Turned on Fiddler. Found out there was a style sheet that wasn't in the right folder. So it's just those sort of things for troubleshooting we use all the time. And it's typically things around not being deployed correctly. Instances where a third-party service we're expecting to work doesn't work, the kind of things that you can't notice just by running your web browser, and things that aren't obvious. You know, if I sat down and started looking through code, I'm not going to notice these things by looking at code. But by putting Fiddler in between the browser and the server, it becomes immediately obvious.
Right. Yeah, it's and one of the things that I find most compelling about Fiddler is how it's actually built as a proxy server, right? So that to install it, you don't have to do any port redirection or anything funky. You simply set it up on your machine, and it acts as a proxy and captures and displays all the traffic in between. Is that, have you had a similar experience in terms of how simple it is to get up and running and really do the diagnostics?
Yeah, and it's gotten a lot better. I mean, as the browsers have gotten newer, the one thing that I do a lot of work, I work where I'm both the client and the server at the same time on my development machine. Mm. And in the past, you would start up Fiddler, but it didn't notice how to track local traffic. So as I went to my own machine to be the server, it couldn't see that traffic. And over the years, the browsers have become smarter about, they understand you want to run in this situation. So things like IE9 now, if I use localhost, it will actually still go through the proxy and go through Fiddler, and I'll be able to trace everything. So, but yeah, I mean, it's really as easy as you start it up. It registers itself with the WinINet networking stack to say that I want to be a proxy. And a lot of applications just look at that and say, tell me, is a proxy configured? And if so, use it. And Fiddler's also smart enough to understand, like in my corporate environment, that I have another proxy server upstream that I use to get to the internet. So before it modifies IE to use the new proxy, it still patches Fiddler to say, I still have to use the other proxy server to get out to the internet, so it doesn't affect how other proxy servers are set up and run.
Mm, nice. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that about localhost, because I think I still have been using that old hack of typing in 127.0.0.1 to or localhost dot, that's what I did.
Yep.
So you don't have to do localhost dot anymore, it just it detects it.
Right, with modern browsers, that's pretty much gone away. There's a couple other things I mentioned in the course about if you have specific problems where that doesn't work, some of the tricks, but
great.
Thankfully that's mostly gone away.
That's nice. Now, one of the things that you touched on that I thought would be interesting to talk about as well is tracing from devices, because as developers, we're faced with more and more platforms that our code is being accessed from, and it behaves very differently on iPads or Androids or whatever else you happen to be talking to it from. So do you want to get into that a little bit, how you use Fiddler to diagnose issues with devices?
Yeah, so I've gotten very spoiled to using Fiddler on my Windows machine. Obviously, I use it all the time for normal desktop when I go to websites, but I started doing more mobile work, and I had my iPads and my smartphones, and I felt really, you know, I'd run into a problem, things wouldn't work, and I was stuck where I didn't have a good tool that would help me troubleshoot. So I looked into Fiddler more, and Fiddler can be set up in a reverse proxy situation. So on my development server where I'm running my web server, it's a Windows machine. Fiddler only runs on Windows, so I'll run Fiddler on that machine on a specific port, and then you can actually set up your devices to point to the IP of your development server and that port in the web browser. So now it's easy. I go into Safari on my iPad, I type in the IP address and the port number, it'll actually come first to Fiddler on my web server. It'll do all the tracing it normally does and all of the, you know, things I can do, modifying requests and responses, talk to my web server, and then send it back. So now I can still use Fiddler, do all the troubleshooting, all the things I like to see, regardless of what the device is or even what other platforms I use. So as long as they can connect via their web browser to my machine, I'm still able to use Fiddler.
Excellent. Great. And then the other thing that I know you use Fiddler quite a bit for, because it was in your previous course, is doing performance analysis of your sites. Do you want to give us a little glimpse into how you use Fiddler as a tool for analyzing website performance?
Yeah, so Fiddler's really good for that as well, because I go into the web performance course about how you want to reduce the number of requests between your web browser and your web server. So one of the first things when I've been at conferences and people say I have a performance problem, I first start up Fiddler, and they've got a couple different tabs on there that are really useful, and one of them is the statistics tab. So it's going to show me all the requests made to the website. I can easily select them all, go to the statistics, and see how many requests are you making, how big is your web page, and then I can also do sorting by size. So I like to go in, and one of the biggest culprits I'll run into is people that put JPEGs on their site that are absolutely huge. They didn't do any compression or optimization of any of their images. So it gives me a nice spot check. I can see a lot on the one screen. I can see if you're using expiration and caching correctly. I can see if you're using HTTP compression to make your file smaller. I can see if you're using CSS Sprite. Are you consolidating all of your JavaScript files? You know, if I come to your site and I see 15 or 20 JavaScript files in the request list, I know it's a good opportunity for you to consolidate those together. I can see if you use minification. A cool feature I just found not that long ago is there's an extension called the JavaScript Formatter that lets you actually unminify JavaScript. So if you go to a lot of sites, you're using minified files all the time in production, but you have an issue you need to troubleshoot on the client. You don't have to go find the unminified. You can actually just, in Fiddler, say, make this pretty, which is kind of cool.
Very nice. Yeah. Huh. That's great. And I know you cover one other thing, which I just wanted to mention here, called Fiddler Cap. This is something we actually use at Pluralsight quite a bit when we have users that are having trouble accessing our site. Why don't I let you explain what it does as
sure.
for non-technical people?
Yeah, so Fiddler is great if you're a developer. Our admins use it a lot, so we understand how to capture and do all the things you need to do, and it's pretty straightforward. But when you've got an end user or a customer that's having a problem with your website, it's not something I want to pop them in and try to walk them through how to do a capture. So the idea with Fiddler Cap is it's a really small utility that they can install, and it literally has three buttons, basically step one, step two, step three. So they can hit step one, it'll start to do the capture. It even opens up a web browser for them. They navigate and do whatever the problem is. They come back and hit two, which is stop capture, and then they can hit three, save the file, and then transmit it to me. And then I can open that up in the full Fiddler. So I still get all the advantages of looking at it in Fiddler, but the interface is really simple for the customers to use. It's even got a little hook where they can do screenshots as well. So if they get through and they say, I want to embed a screenshot, they can hit the screenshot button, take a picture that will get embedded in the capture file. And then I can do everything I need to do when I get it back. But it was very easy for them to do a capture.
Yeah, really useful. Post-mortem diagnostics almost that users capture for you. Well, that's great. So I can highly recommend Fiddler if anyone out there is doing web development on the Windows platform and does not use that tool yet. You should definitely check this course out. And even if you are using it, Robert has a lot of great tips in here. Recommend you working through it. So that's Robert Bodenheimer's course on Fiddler. Thanks very much, Robert.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.